Okay, so Neil and I walked in tonight. Mark was already here, all set out. And Mark, looked at us, Jim. Mark looked at us and said, "I got some news to tell you guys."
Oh,
and a very serious look on his face.
Mark.
And I think Mark should share the same news with you.
Tell me,
hey.
You're so quiet, sitting
there. Oh, yeah.
You have news to tell us?
He's looking at his special newspaper.
Hey,
show him the special newspaper.
Wait a minute. I also did a little work on this. So I got some noise to make.
This is my special newspaper.
Mio is very kind.
Check this out.
Yes, you are. This part?
Yeah. Isn't it wonderful?
Did we ever tell you about Marty's sometimes unusual tendencies?
Yeah, we did last time.
She brought him that paper!
And that's
because
cool.
Of the unusual tendencies.
He's his own. I'm surprised. I mean, Mark, that you would be this straightforward.
I'm going to a club tomorrow, Jim.
He's going to a club in Meriden.
Yes.
Club Bondage.
Is this some kind of...
it's called The Society.
That
was
this God and Mr.
or Mrs.
Huh?
Yes.
Mark, and this is what you get into, man. It's
fine.
I mean, really.
I'm into this as a means of spiritual exploration. Seriously.
The funny thing is, I believe him. The funny thing is, I believe him.
Seriously.
I believe him. Look at him.
Mark.
Look at him. This guy was a Baha'i for 10 years.
Mark.
Yes.
I've said it before. Where the man is running from his fossil holes are gathered by his cross, and people die from being old, or left alone because they're cold, and bombs are dropped on fighting cats, and children's dreams are run with rats. If you complain, you disappear, just like the lesbians and queers. One can walk without the grace of something seen in this disgrace. And you can beat them by blacks who only work still get the sack. And when your soul tells you to hide, your very right to die is denied. And in the battle on the streets, you fight computers and receipts. And when a man is trying to change, it only causes further pain. You'll realize that along something is going wrong.
This is the last night.
That Alex is going to homeworld on us. That we will be here. He's selling the bar as of Tuesday night.
To Akbar.
To Khalid.
To Khalid, the Iraqi.
He can't even deal with that.
Apu!
Babu, Babu! No kidding, really?
Yeah.
And Jim, Alex looks really, like, weird. He's like, something went really wrong when he has to do this. He was in here talking to us, and we asked him about it. He's babbling. He's like, "I'll get a real job now, just like you guys, and it'll be alright. I'll drink all the time." He's holding a beer and banging it back.
I asked him, what are you going to do now? And he said, the barman wouldn't tell us.
The barman, we were waiting for you because the barman wouldn't tell us. He was like.
You better keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. I figured you'd find out.
No, I ain't said nothing.
No, you don't want to find out.
No, I don't. It doesn't sound too good.
No, I don't think it is. But anyway, he's going to turn the front part, the, what's his name, Ikhmed?
Khaled.
He's going to turn the front end into a sports bar, and he's going to leave this part the same. He's going to close for a month.
Yeah.
A
month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, to our... Hey, listen, is Jerry going to be here tonight?
Yeah, he is.
Cool.
He will be here.
Man, that's just a shame. Boy, now we're going to have a historian for the transmutations of the Rollins Rock.
Mm.
Did you ever tell her about, what was that place recently? Oh, Rosie's?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever tell Neil about Rosie's?
Maybe in passing. Rosie O'Grady.
You never went to Rosie's.
Good thing for
you. You would have loved it. It was a great... It was fantastic. And we used to do unspeakable acts outside the bar.
And then go in and have a drink.
Then go in and have a drink and say, well, that felt good. And it was really, it was, that place was bad. I mean,
that was great.
I didn't say it wasn't. I said it was bad.
I'd always bring my girlfriend there to test them. Okay. All three of the girls I dated during that time. Kelly, Carolyn, and that other one.
You know, I brought my ex-wife there once.
Oh, really? You brought, what's her name? Jean? Yeah.
She never wanted to go back.
Ah. That's a test.
She
failed the test.
She goes, because everybody's doing drugs outside and screwing.
Yeah.
That's what she said to Jimmy.
Yeah, she was right.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. But she criticized
it.
Well, I mean, it was like, there's something wrong with this. I mean, come on. I mean, to me, drugs are something to grasp. But, you know, I got to admit, she had a point. I know
it
at the time, you know, people
were heroin,
cocaine.
You did
note it
at the time.
I didn't know
it. You used to tell us all the time.
Yeah, no, I thought they were just doing like acid.
No, you tell us they were doing coke.
Yeah, that's true.
Jerry will verify when he comes. You know, you'd sit there, and you look at the other bar, and you motion to some guy at the far end, and you look at us knowingly and say, coke.
Well, yeah. I really think it was true. You know what I mean? I'd want to know what's true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I used to do that one time. I used to snort the lines, and I didn't do any heroin, but I did enough cocaine to last me for a long time. I'm going to have that in your friendly face. How you doing? I heard there was some shit going down. Like, you
got
on the face, or?
No.
Oh.
Not even close.
No. I wanted me to run it, but I didn't.
I just want half of the St. Jesus Deluxe.
Yeah, so you're not, so what's the
scoop?
It's well, Tuesday, probably open.
Open
Tuesday,
Friday, we open on first.
But it's
a stay
open? Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Wow. Let's try to see if I know
what
you
told me. I'm trying to see if I can soak
it
into it. All right, say I told you.
No, shit.
Jim is the
barman's
best friend.
That's my barman.
You know this.
Nobody said it. I got a clue.
It's...
Of course. It's your politics.
Yeah, exactly.
My God.
So we've got to give Alex a real rousing last night.
Let me tell you something else. I've been doing a lot of work. I mean, I won't take up the whole meeting, but I did some. I gotta share this with you. I mean, I'm glad you're going to attend tonight. I feel real good that something. Don't worry about it. Just take it aside. We'll ask together.
Mia was up all night helping me make this Santa phone. And she
it.
Still made it.
I knew it.
She still showed up.
I called today, basically, we went to the beach, as you call it, Charlie.
If anything were addressed, you've got to leave Colin a welcome to Roma's present.
No.
We've got to break in Khaled, Jim.
Yeah.
You got to give him a nickname, first of all. I'll never remember Khaled.
Can you do haircuts?
Yeah, really. Yeah, really. And he ever checks behind the bush over there. Well, I don't know. It happened a long time ago when we were young and crazy. We're all mellow now.
Let me see if I have my scissors.
Oh, boy. That was a long time ago. Of course, some of us are not tame. Some of us are merely seeking professional dominatrixes to
Well, that's okay. I've already taken the accolade under my wing.
Really?
At work. Yeah.
Really?
This is getting more serious.
I'm going to show her what to buy.
You're going to show her what to buy?
Yeah.
Her?
Yeah.
A her?
No, me neither.
Yeah.
To dominate you?
Well, no, not to dominate me, but to dominate her boyfriend.
Straight
here. I'm going to really? Drag her in, show her all the stuff. I got a blogger for her.
Whatever people want to do, that's fine. It's just that, you know.
Wow.
All
the Phoenix.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
See, now I know.
Yeah, every time I say that, the boss, the Phoenix. That used to be the hippie newspaper.
I didn't know that.
A long time ago.
A long time ago, yeah.
No, seriously. Well, it was the alternative. I don't know about the hippie. But
oh, help yourself, yeah. I didn't even think to offer it. Sorry.
Sorry. I wanted to.
Hey, Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, there's that.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'd like to do this for the record. We have played it many times, so it's getting better and better. And I'd like to do a four-part harmony on my recorder. Four-track recorder and all. I'm just having a lot of fun with it. So it's not like, you know, anything serious. But I've been complimented by family and friends lately. It's getting better. So, Mark, we're going to practice this. Hey, Jerry made it!
Hey!
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah. Oh, this is Neil, Jerry. Jerry Dillon, Neil Cohen. Right? Say hello.
Hello.
We're just about to do a song, Jerry. Good to see you again.
Oh, good.
And Neil brought me a present.
And Alex, we were going to be on the
time.
I did so appreciative. I can't tell you.
I did my one song.
All Jerry wants is one petite blonde.
And he showed it to me too, Jerry, and I didn't know what to think. Are you going to a bar?
Yeah.
Ah, we need more people.
Yeah. You don't have bass tonight.
Aww.
Yeah. Jerry, here.
But my buddy Buffalo.
We've got they've got plenty of Michelob, though.
Sorry,
and Alex has sold the bar.
Remember, it's beer or Michelob.
Tell you what.
Yeah, beer or Michelob.
That's their commercial.
Yeah.
My first time I heard it.
Look how funny that is.
My first time I heard it, I said, yeah,
Alex is selling the bar. This is the last night with Alex.
This is the last night. You happen to have been a good night. This is the last night that Alex has
sold it to Alex.
Yeah, listen, and don't be, and I hope I'm wrong, but don't be surprised if this is the last night.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Far.
No, college.
He said a buck. Well,
he's probably not learning that.
I know.
For my brother in the restaurant business, he was in it for a long time.
Yeah, but the barman is saying they're doing well. He said that they were not doing well for a while.
He didn't say they're doing bad.
No, he said they were doing bad for a while, and now they're doing better.
So who's the new owner?
Kalabar.
Ali.
Friend of yours? I mean, we need Kalab Akbar. Is that one name or two?
No, his name is Kyle.
I really have Abhishek by a bar.
Yeah.
Khalid, and is he
Muslim?
Do you
like books?
Yeah.
But he was born here.
It's where he raised the cash.
Oh, the barman's known him for 12 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can't do that. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, okay. All right,
Warning is well taken.
I'll let you lead in that way. I'll do 1, 2, 3, 4.
By the cost of fear.
a half a two by the end.
Yeah,
hey. I
don't care.
Try. Yeah.
You gotta
try.
Get warmed up.
I'm the cause of
beauty that we desire to covenant with it. So what is beauty that that absorbs all that is not beauty, that's not / beauty, that absorbs not beauty and dissolves it, transubstantiating the banal into essence? I see it all, beauty encompassing lands of desolation. Eat. See the sign before the diner, not at all out of place. Create out of neon, metal, and misplaced hope. Where our follies are pointed to, their beauty is. All is art because all is wrought by hopeful hands. Hope is art. Artifice, that is, because we must create a raiment of hope to clothe the world. So what if we spin invisible thread to sew transparent fabric? Paul called faith the substance of things hoped for. What makes good art then? It is what of what is hoped for. If you hope for profit, the best you can it will get is the best of what hope for profit will gain you. Reputation, same thing. Hope for beauty, covenant with beauty, for if beauty is the end, it is the ultimate fulfillment of the hope. But what amazes us is that beauty pops up in signs that bid us eat.
Beauty is the ultimate fulfillment of hope.
Yeah.
Beauty is the ultimate fulfillment of hope.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Embodied on occasion in a sign that says
eat. Yeah. I got this sign that says eat from this book of photographs, and it was this sign that eat was out in the desert. It was wonderful. Corey laid on the porch, feet on the low wood railing surrounding the porch. AB ascended the stairs slowly, quietly. He took a 6-foot length of clothesline from the banister, quickly wrapped it around Corey's ankles, and secured the ends to the railing. He bound her eyes with a handkerchief and used another to secure a wrist to the crosspiece of a rocking chair. He straddled her arms, sat in the chair, and rocked. His arms moved up and down as he did so. Her arms moved up and down as he did so, the floorboards of the porch creaking as he went back and forth. A.B., what are you going to do? Chop wood. K. carry water. As sunset faded into twilight on top of Black Rock, the fire was kindled. The monk stated, "You may stand, Jean Wilson Grenier. What do you desire this evening?" "Initiation and ordination. Come forth." And this is an... Did you find out where the word epigraph is at the end of a story? Is there a post-word type thing?
Oh, epitaph?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, there's a quote.
At the end.
At the end. Yeah. Yeah. "I want a girl," the man shouted. "A prettier girl than this one. I want the prettiest girl you can find. And I want her dressed in a bikini. David Sedaris, naked." That's on the park, so.
Wow, man. Mark, I must have been pretty smashed when I heard this last time, because I don't remember.
Mm.
I'm really impressed. That's just completely, you're completely out of your fucking head. And I know it because you're completely in your head.
Yeah.
In light of what Mark's read, please.
Do they smoke some marijuana first?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, but they like marijuana.
Well, you know, what's his name? Ali Kakbar of the 40 Thieves? He hasn't joined yet. Mrs. Ali Kakbar is behind the bar. He's probably counting the money. He probably figures the barman's stealing. Those Scud missiles suck! Sorry.
Billy, I have a new drink called the Scud.
One more time.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
That must have been before the new restrictive laws.
Yeah, they'll have a new drink called the Scud. It'll take 40 before it'll level you.
I'll miss Alex throwing us out at the end of the night.
All right, how?
No. You're a lame duck owner. You can't throw us out. Try it. Go ahead and try it.
We'll do it with a scimitar or something.
Alex, we'd like to bring you over to the window and point to the bush. See that 6-foot-high pile of whiskey bottles? They all belong to Jim Burke. Remember that weightlifter barmaid who suddenly left? What Jim Burke did to her?
Jim Burke meets to nothing. Davis to nothing, my friend.
You gotta be the good man to Alex.
When the child support unit comes after him, they'll get nothing from him, my friend. They tried once again. He said, "Fuck you, take me to court." And they did, and he won. He kicked him in the balls, and he choked him by the throat. Oh, reasons ain't good enough for war, my friend. He said, "Why are you going to Vietnam again?" I said, "There ain't no excuses." He said, "There's reasons, my friend." I said, "There's no reasons for getting killed, my friend." He said, "I'm going to Iraq. I'm coming back again, my friend." I said, "There's no reason to. You better hide again, my friend." He said, "Well, there's a reason." I said, "These reasons are
bullshit, my friend. Well, he came back to the hospital a couple of years later, my friend. He's found his friend. He said, I see your legs are gone. I said, yeah, I know, my friend. He attached them to his ship. He flew the high waters. He had his friend's legs up on the mast, and I said at last, this is the end. He told me that when your friend went to war, no harm, no harm could come to him, no harm. Yet I said, yeah, that's right, your friends came back in body bags, my friend, and this one's got no arms. He said it was worth it. I said, how that can't be possible. He said, we're fighting for patriotism. I said, you're fighting for bullshit, my friend.
So this could be act one of Buffy.
Act one, yes.
Butcher Boy.
Butcher Boy. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Butcher Boy. Excuse me, cast of character, Buffy Summers, 17-year-old high school student at Sunnydale Highland High in Vampire Slayer.
Rupert Giles, librarian at Sunnydale. Rupert Giles, librarian at Sunnydale and watcher, guides to Buffy on the supernatural. Xander Harris, student at Sunnydale and friend of Buffy. Willow Rosenberg, student at Sunnydale and FOB. Cordelia Chase, student at Sunnydale. Angel and Angelus, 240-year-old vampire and ex-boyfriend of Buffy. Drusilla, insane vampire and soothsayer. Mrs. Joyce Summers, Buffy's mom. Principal Snyder, principal of Sunnydale High School. Mrs. Weaver, Pat's department head at Stop and Save Supermarket. Ethan Sweeney, employee at Stop and Save.
Evan Sweeney, yes.
I love Evan.
Bella Hare, grocery night lead clerk at Stop and Save Supermarket. Todd Mack, meat cutter at Stop and Save Supermarket. Extras, various vampires at Stop and Save employees. And I'll skip the sets. This story takes place between passion and they only have eyes for you. She alone will stand against the vampires, the demons, and the forces of darkness. She is the slayer. Copyright caveat. Buffy the Vampire Slayer characters and situations are the copyright of Joss Whedon, 20th Century Fox, and WB Television Network. This work is not intended to violate the copyright and is an educational screenwriting exercise.
Okay. The what?
Educational screenwriting exercise.
Really? I didn't know that. Oh, that's a good one of them things.
Clear.
I didn't do it. Nobody said we did it. I can't prove anything.
I did a lot of it at school. So
like Bart said.
It's an educational exercise.
Yeah.
It's what you need to do in order to become a computer science whiz.
Yeah.
If you had to format it and you had to like figure out how to look. Yeah. All right.
Act one, scene one. Close-up of Buffy's face.
Yeah.
Buffy, fail? I can't have failed. Maybe be checking again. You might have missed an answer I erased. Or forgot to carry two or something. You know, new map isn't like the old one. Interior motor vehicle office. Buffy's talking to a police officer behind the desk. There's a line of impatient people behind her. Police officer, I've already checked it. There isn't any doubt. She hands the paper to her.
I'm sorry, miss, but you failed your driving test. You can reschedule it if you like. That's the first window. Now, there are people behind you. Exterior motor DMV office. Buffy is driven by Xander Harris. They walk his car, a great station wagon. Buffy, how could I have failed? It's only a driving test. I mean, it's not like it's oh, something hard. Xander, opening the car door. Say, vampire slaying? Buffy, yeah, like that. Xander, it's not fair, and I have to read the manual again. She takes a seat. I wonder where I left it. This is how antique kids met. She folds her arms across the chest. Interior station wagon. Xander gets in and buckles his seatbelt. Xander, should I drop you off at your home? I have to pick up Willow and give her a ride to the new stopping station. We're going to join the ranks of the employed, not the gainfully employed. We are still in high school. Willow's parents think the job would help her learn responsibility. Buffy, teaching Willow to be responsible is like teaching Iron to be heavy. Xander, you haven't met Willow's parents, have you? Me, I'm saving for a car, for really the insurance for one. I think my insurance agent thinks all I do is drive underage girls around. Buffy, isn't that what you're doing? Besides, isn't a grocery store a little plebeian? Xander, plebeian? You would listen to Giles too much. Didn't I warn you that hanging out in the library causes permanent brain damage and an unhealthy effect on your books? Buffy, not Giles. Mrs. Schofield, my English teacher. Major midterm coming up. Is not plebeian. Xander, no, plebeian is driving around my mom's station wagon. Scene 2. Interior office. The lighting is dark. The figure is behind a wooden desk. Excuse me, but his face is hidden by shadows. A door opens. Another figure is illuminated as a dark mask in the light. Mask. The last shipment has arrived overseas. There were no problems. In fact, our client sends his regards. Care. Good, good. The expenses to move operations in this town have paid off. When you're expecting delivery of raw material, Mask. It should be arriving tonight. Care. You seem worried about this town. Why? Mask. It may be nothing. Care, not to swear. I can't fathom that you believe in that nonsense. We have left such beliefs behind us. Mac, crap, but I still have heard stories about this time. Polka, Del Pierno. Care, enough. I will not stand such childless. I forbid it. Mac, as you wish, but I will keep my eyes open for the girl. With your leave, I have to see the shipment. Scene 3, interior Summer's kitchen, Buffy's washing dishes. Her mother comes in. She picks up the towel and begins drying. Mrs. Summers. So what are your big plans for tonight? Buffy, thought I'd go to the library and just spend some quality time with the printed page. Mrs. Summers, not going over Willow's? Not that I'm not glad you're studying. Buffy, nah. Willow has to work tonight, stop and shave. Mrs. Summers, you're not too upset about the driving test, are you? Buffy, I'll eat you next time, I promise. I just don't want to let you down. Mrs. Summers, Buffy, you never do that. At least not anymore, anyway. I'm proud of the way you turned around from Cleveland to Sunnydale. You're studying more, you have nice friends, and you're not hanging out with the wrong sort of boys. Buffy, not hanging out with any sort of boys. This is Summer. Sometimes it takes a while. You haven't met every boy in this town, have you? I know there is someone out there who loves you every bit as much as I do. Buffy, does true love last? I mean, you and Dad, Mrs. Summers, and Ted. Buffy, I wasn't going to mention that. This is Summers.
Jack Tripper.
Yeah.
Jack Tripper, yeah. Why not, Buffy? I'm your mother. You can always talk to me about anything. This is something important to a life of a 17-year-old girl. The action you take today will have repercussions for the rest of your life. I know we've already had the big talk about boys' love and responsibility. Buffy, you need protection. Mrs. Summers, yes, or absolutely. Buffy, how do you protect your heart? Mrs. Summers, you can't, Buffy. Not if you're going to give it away. I guess lust can wear a suit of armor, but love can only be dressed in veils of caring. I know that wasn't what you wanted to hear. There isn't anyone that in mind, so precious, unrequited love can be the piss. Buffy, not a single living person. Mrs. Summers, Buffy, someday you'll find someone who will love you for who you are. I know you will. Buffy, what if who you are forces him away from you? Mrs. Summers, oh, and who are you really? Buffy, quiet a moment then. A licenseless teenager. Can you give me a ride to the library and you read the gallery? Mrs. Summers, sure, get your coat.
All right. This is a new period.
Jihad.
Yeah, jihad. Jihad riding through the fucking streets of New Britain on camels. That's right. Jihad! Okay, this is Richard Marcus talking to Franny. He says, you'll miss your family being here today. This is the acid multi-marriage eternal day, as it were. It's okay, Rich. We're pretty far from Georgia. Yeah. It's okay, Rich. You should have seen your mother's face when I showed up at her door looking for you. She's happy I'm okay. She's glad she met you. Franny. Yes? This all, it never is really going to stabilize. Soulard's taken it too far. He doesn't know what next. He's relying on acid dreams and hope. Then we have to try our best to keep him upright. He's not as crazy as you think. I've known him 18 years, Franny. I've shared his bed, doll child. Silence. Then, what if we went back to Georgia after today? We could have a traditional ceremony down there. What's with you and tradition, Americus? I want to get it right this time. I want us to together for the long haul, you and me and all of us. All of us, Rich, my family too? Of course, that's what I'm trying to say. Do you think Ray doesn't know I wish my family was here today? No. I think he'll find a way. Rich nods, almost smiling. Suzanne Valentine says, I want to be who he remembers. This isn't about pride. He remembers me from just the few months we knew each other. I've never really been better than I was with him. That's what I want, okay? Okay. Is there anything else? There will be others, Suzanne. I figured that. And you won't be able to go back. Fine. Are you ready? There will be canvases and paints there, right? Yes, you're going to get it right this time. Thank you. He'll be with you soon. Cecil Gray says, let's get by the vows and get into the flesh circus, Americus. I want to get my piece of torment's sweet ass. Drop your stick and plug your mouth with stout, Gray. Rich, what is all this about? We're a band, not a brothel.
I'm a doctor, not a... Oh, sorry.
Stephanie, what's going to happen today is the musical all of you have been wanting, waiting for. You mean this mess is the universe tinged with sadness? Where's the audience? Have you written any songs? I can't believe this. Steph, calm down. No, Greta, I won't. For 19 years, I've seen this one crack apart more and more. Stephanie, and what are you going to play, Ronnie? Can you play a whole damn musical without one rehearsed note? George is here, Steph. Blonde whirls around to face Mocha. What are you here for? This psychosis is just amongst us kinfolk. And Rich says parenthetically, Franny, I have to do something about this right now. I know, Rich. Save some for me later, okay? Always, wife. I love you forever. I love you forever. Okay, Mark. Jim!
Yeah.
Jim!
Yeah.
If you can hang on, you're going to hear my reply to your anti-sex accusations. Okay? Are you aware? Awake? Alive? Even if you're not, I'm going to read anyway, and you're just going to have to regret that you missed it. But Mark, you're awake. The bar is empty. Rich Americus and Stephanie Torme face each other. Rich hops over the bar, grabs a jug of Jack Daniels and smashes its body on the bar top, holds a ragged piece, is back over the bar and pressing Stephanie to the wall before she can react. Jagged piece against her throat. She grunts and he twists her arm behind her, shoving her through heavy swinging door into band room and onto stage. Shoves her to the ground. A ripped piece of curtain stops her mouth. Her hands tied behind her head to a heavy speaker. She stops struggling. Her clothes come off in a series of tears. Spread your fucking cunt. She does. Not enough. He helps. She groans with pain. He's still dressed, holds his jagged piece of glass. I should fuck you with this, he says. She squeaks a whimper. Her courage is gone. He sits by her side, gently strokes her cheek. Hands descend to her breast, other hands still holding the glass. Cups her breast, worries its nipple. It rouses, though his fingers find her dry between her thighs. It's always going to be like this, he says softly. His hand has become air, whisper, kiss. Does he think she hasn't been tied up like this before? What I have to decide is whether I want to take it anymore, he says. Kisses her nipple hard, then the other, sucks each one hard and harder, and she gasps and chokes but holds on. What choice? He's going to fuck her or kill her or both. Releases her breasts each bitingly, rests his head against her stomach, then lower. I have to decide, he says. Are you my cunt for life? Can I get rid of you even if I wanted to? Lips kiss lips. teeth and tongue press hard, then within. She thinks he'd be better at this if he enjoyed it more. She twists and relaxes and allows his mouth, teeth, and tongue inside of her. She holds back a release, though, toying with his anger, taunting its far unstable edges. He licks harder, harder, teases, sucks, nips. She hurts, hurts more. Her hands squeeze both her breasts. His hands squeeze both her breasts hard. She likes this. She likes this a lot. He gets close to making her spasm, but frustrated backs off. Got him. She watches him tear off his own clothes, watches that angry prick leap out, fine, just fine. He surprises her, though, by untying her. She doesn't fight this, but lies still after she's freed. He wants to make her worse than murder right now, standing over her, his cock painfully hard. First one to move loses. Stephanie inwardly sighs and holds out her arms. He wins. She's pleased, though. He's crossed the line, had a woman rape-ready beneath him, bound and gagged, spread and ready. She has something with him now that schoolgirl doesn't. Satisfied, she's gentle with him, rides him back to the softer places where he skulks way deep down. He empties himself thrice into her in quick succession before he can begin to calm down. She won't let him apologize. She says, like it says in the I Ching, no blame. He tries again later, but she says, I deserved it. You let me off easy. Slowly, he gets it. For a moment, unknown vastness of fury. But no, she's right. No blame. She'll be keeping that jagged piece of glass. Maybe have it made into a necklace.
Jim, where are you going? You said, never mind.